Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Today, we had to postpone a show from the that we have titled today, and we're going to play another show instead about SEO and inbound marketing. So the power of social media and blogging, the guest postponed it to next Thursday at the same time. But I'm going to give you something just as good, which is I'm putting Kyle James, a show that we had in a couple months ago, that we're in format to our new program. It's called SEO and Inbound Marketing. And the month of May, now we expanded our show from 1 hour a week to daily. Now we're going daily from 9 a.m. Central to 1 p.m. Every day, Monday to Thursday, typically, trying to get Friday off to recoup and do the confirmations for the following week. But we're going to be broadcasting on a regular basis from Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. Central to 1 p.m. Central. And we might start some shows a little bit earlier, but the goal is to do 4 shows a day. We're going to tweak it to 5 shows per day, but during that time period. Next month, we have a lot of great guests coming on. And just continue to listen and continue to support us. Google Plus us and share the word. And we probably have some gifts we're going to be offering from Starbucks cards and gift cards for listening to certain episodes. So just stay tuned for that. But to begin with, to go back on the power of social media and blogging, if you have a business, you need to have essential Twitter. You need to have a Facebook account. You also need to be present on Dig and Delicious, Squidoodle. You need to have an article on those as well. Pinterest is another one that Google loves. You might want to start venturing into that. Make sure you have something on, do videos on a regular basis. But also, here's a new site I want you to take a look at. It's called Social Media Today. Some of the best minds in the world write certain articles that is really, really easy to read. So it's called socialmediatoday.com. And a lot of bloggers will write about certain topics that's in everyday language. No tech language is straight to the point, and it's wonderful. I really love it. I'm going to start contributing articles on there as well. We have a caller on hold, so before I take the caller real quick and play that episode, I'm going to go ahead and take the call. In the meantime, I'm going to take a break, and we're going to tune out to our sponsor, Apple Capital Group. Please hold.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Jacquet.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jeff, are you there?
Yes, sir. It's me.
Okay, great. Look, we have some technical difficulty this morning. Give me 1 second real quick.
Sure.
Okay. Welcome to another episode of Apple Capital Financing Your Business with Apple Capital Group. Today I have Jeff Taylor with QuickSEOResults.com. QuickSEOResults.com was founded in 2010 by two well-respected Canadian internet marketers who have helped businesses all over the nation and all over the world increase their website traffic and online sales. We're just going to go dive into it right now. If we can kind of tell me something more about your company and how you came to be and where you are today, and then we'll talk about SEO in general.
Sure thing. Hi, everybody. First of all, I guess it's fair to say that myself and the three partners involved in the group have been involved with either online sales or e-commerce or web design and graphic design for quite some time. And the last several years, we've been essentially trying to find a way to burrow our way into the, you know, the top pages of Google for niche products. And essentially, we came to realize that the best way to do that is to understand exactly how Google and other major search engines work, and then, of course, to sort of tweak the formula, be it with respect to keywords or content, you know, link building, which is essentially what Quick SEO Results does. Essentially try and work our way around the way the search engines apply relevance to websites and sort of try and separate ourselves from the fray. And the Quick SEO Results .com is a result of our research and the knowledge we've gained in trying to build up some of our other businesses, which are more product-related, you know, niche-type stuff, where we're actually selling, be it goods or services, online. So that's really how we came to be.
Wow. So your company, you one of the founders along with two other people, and
well, I'm actually the director of sales.
Okay.
I work out of Montreal. My younger brother, James, is also on the team. He basically is the project manager. And we've got another group of two guys, I guess you can call the founders, working out of the Philippines, where we've recently established a pretty large office. We're up to close to 30-some-odd employees.
Wow.
And this is one of the reasons why we're able to offer such an inexpensive alternative to some of the other SEO firms that may be out there. We've sort of employed a bunch of, you know, fresh out of school university students who've studied in online marketing and advertising and such, and who are really keen to get going in the business. And
mm-hmm.
we've given them an opportunity to both work with us and all of our clients that are now reaching all around the globe. So we're growing at a pretty fast clip, and we plan to double the size of the Philippines office here in the next 6 months. And my brother's actually on his way out there to build his own team, which will look after primarily Quick SEO Results, because we're still youngish in that sense. We've only got a few guys that are focusing on our project, and we've got a few other things going on with respect to the web and SEO as well. So it's a building phase, but We're eons, I'd say, ahead of the rest of the link building world, in the sense that we can offer super quick results at a really inexpensive rate, especially for younger websites and for people that aren't, you know, 100% in tune with how to get their site ranked organically on Google. And I can tell you what the difference between, you know, organic rankings and paid results, if we get into that a little bit later.
Okay. In a nutshell, I mean, thank you for that explanation about SEO.
Sure.
What company today, I guess when I was mentioning to you, I think last week, one of the comments came in and said, what is SEO? They say, you know, they think it was a rock group. And I guess a lot of people today just really not aware of SEO. Even my company, we knew about it, and we trusted a company to do the job. But we noticed in the past year, looking at our results itself, hey, this company has done this for years for us with other projects. Then we take a look at our own sales, and my gosh, I mean, things has changed within the last 2 or 3 years. What has been some of those changes in the last 2 or 3 years that is really making it a lot harder for a company to rake organically?
Well, I think that, well, first of all, when you talk about search engine optimization, there are the, you know, the what you would call the standard practices, which is, you know, good content, you know, folks that have done their keyword research and know how the visitors are finding their site, et cetera. But, I mean, for me and in general, you know, in order to optimize your site for search and for web traffic, it starts right at the very basics, you know, in terms of having a clean cross-browser compatible design, which means if someone's viewing your site in Google Chrome, they're going to see essentially the same layout and the same type of look as if they were looking at it in Safari or Firefox. I mean, you'd be surprised at how many designers out there are building websites, you know, and testing in Firefox, for example, which is one browser, and then not bothering to go and view it in one of the other more popular browsers like a Chrome or a Safari. And right off the bat, you're sort of ostracizing those folks that use those browsers, and you're telling them, well, you know, that browser and your visit isn't as important to me as someone coming from Firefox, and thus the site in our eyes isn't optimized, you know, to its full potential. And before anybody even gets to read your beautiful content, they're seeing all sorts of wacky stuff because you haven't tested, you know, the layout of your site for a different browser. So SEO, for me, starts from the ground up. I mean, yes, it's all of those things like link building, which, you know, points, which is going to go off-site now and point other relevant websites back to yours, which, you know, generates some what they call link juice in the eyes of Google and Bing and Yahoo, whereby if other sites are pointing to yours, you know, and the number of links or backlinks that you've created as part of your profile increases, the more relevant or the more credible your site is in the eyes of Google, and the higher you're going to creep up in the organic rankings as a result. Now, the major changes in the last few years would definitely be, I'd have to say, first and foremost, social media. You know, Google and these other guys are beginning to rank Twitter posts and, or at least show up in the search results, Twitter posts, discussions from LinkedIn groups, Facebook feeds, all of this stuff now where companies before didn't necessarily have to worry about or optimize is being looked at by the search engines. And if you're not careful, you know, smaller companies that pay attention, pay a little bit more attention and have a bit more of a higher interaction rate with their consumers, you're going to find themselves being indexed higher and higher because they're employing, you know, different avenues that some of these larger, more old-school companies hadn't yet observed. So that's number one. And I guess number two is the constant flux of Google and these other search engines and the algorithms that they employ to determine where you rank organically. Now, Google changes theirs every month. It's kind of like a black magic thing. One month they'll decide they're giving more weight to X type of link, and the next month not so much. So it's really a matter of constantly monitoring it. And you know, if you're able to, in your budget for online marketing, afford an SEO firm, you know, it's probably advisable, especially if you're doing a lot of business online. It's a jungle out there, and I mean there's a lot of guys that are going to take advantage of companies and try to charge them monthly fees, but not really explain what it is they're doing, and that's a danger I think you should highlight to your listeners, because it's you know, it's a lot of talk and very little action in some cases.
Wow, that's really good. If we take it down to the basic, when a person who got their domain, have a website, what should they look for in a website design, and what should they verify? Like you mentioned earlier, hey, yeah, you need to make sure you test it you design it and tell them that you design it in all three browsers. So are the browser is Internet Explorer, Chrome, Firefox, any other browsers that they need to be aware of, Opera or something?
Internet Explorer for all those the old school Microsoft people that are still using Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
I think is important as well. I wouldn't optimize for lower than version 7 or at this case 8, because as you can optimize, you can bust your head as a designer optimizing for every single browser out there, but at the end of the day, you're never going to be able to have the one design render perfectly across all these different browsers because of the changes that are being made constantly. So, and I'm sure your users are familiar with the fact every time they open up their computer, Firefox or Safari, someone has an update, and that's what happens over time, is that they update how they're viewing these websites, and designers are the guys that need to keep up with that, and it just so happens because Explorer was one of the first browsers out there. There are some people who have yet to upgrade or who don't know how that have a hard time viewing some of these sites because designers don't bother optimizing for that small fraction of people using those old browsers. So, I mean, there's some good resources online, Tim. If your listeners can do a quick search, standard questions to ask a web designer, and if they want to go further, you can Google search standard questions to ask a web designer about SEO or about search engine optimization, because some designers are going to design a site that's SEO friendly, which means the client can then go on to someone who's practicing SEO and say, hey, I have the tools in place to optimize my site. Can you help me? Whereas other designers and design firms offer the whole kit and caboodle. So it's important to know when you're getting involved with someone who's going to design a site for you what, in fact, they offer and what specialties, what specialties they have on their hand, on their list of services.
Okay, and once they site is complete, that doesn't mean that it is really optimized. Some will optimize it, some won't. But if they need some, another company to take on really optimizing the website so they can be searched, found organically, because we know pay-per-clicks are really expensive, depends on what industry you're in. And what market you're in, it can be a really expensive option. So organically, trying to get yourself searched and found on Google and Bing and Yahoo, you want to employ a company like yours for SEO to make sure everything is tweaked and everything is optimized organically.
100%. I mean, there's so much to consider when you're talking about search engine optimization. I mean, our company covers one facet. So We'll typically do some research using your existing website and determine from there what are the best and or most popular keywords people are using to get to your site. And then what we go and do is we take those and we distribute the keywords via backlinks across the web, and we help create that credibility off-site, so it's called off-site SEO, where Google sees the number of backlinks to your site increasing, and then, begin over time to, attribute more link juice or more credibility to your site, which then helps it climb up the organic rankings. Now, there's stuff that your listeners can do on their own site in terms of the site content and such to make sure it reads well. And that's, comes right down from the basic stuff to make sure you're not stuffing keywords in there. Some people will, just basically wrap off a bunch of keywords in a sentence or a paragraph that makes no sense in hopes that Google is going to index them, and that's bad practice. I mean, there's good SEO, there's bad SEO, and keyword stuffing is one of those things that over time Google is going to penalize you for. And in terms of organic rankings versus pay-per-click, which is really a quick way to get yourself to the top of these results, be it you're probably paying a little bit more than than you might want to. It normally takes a bit more time to climb up the rankings organically, especially if you're in a really competitive niche. And all those guys that are out there in your niche coming up or creating new content on a regular basis, blogging, doing the social media stuff, these guys are the ones that are going to see the benefit of Google's constant indexation, because Google loves websites and web pages that add fresh content. So if that's something your users currently aren't doing, it's advisable, and it goes hand in hand with SEO, where we can build all the links we want and we can optimize all we want, but if they're not adding fresh content over time, or blogging, or doing anything with respect to social media, these guys that are going to sort of leapfrog them in the rankings, and they're always sort of going to toil in the lower end of the top page, or, you know, the second, third, fourth page.
Okay. Yeah, I think you mentioned about the link building, which,
yes.
Kind of let's back up a second. I know there's some a phrase called white hat and black hat. Can you explain what is white hat and what black hat optimization?
Sure. Essentially, white hat, what they call white hat SEO, is all those things that you would do as an SEO professional to optimize a website that is seen as acceptable in Google's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning Google publishes a list of guidelines that indicate, you know, what is an acceptable practice versus what is not. And guys like us who build backlinks for all of our clients, run among those who sometimes get blamed for employing black hat techniques, and black hat obviously is the opposite of white hat in that Google, and I talk about Google, I mean, I talk about Google because it's used by 80% of the people when they're searching. There's Yahoo, there's Bing, there's all sorts of different other ones, but when I say Google, you just please maybe understand search engines in general. When you say black hat search, it's stuff or the way you go about your SEO that they don't appreciate. And over time, there's been a lot of what you might call hackers or second-rate companies that have found ways to circumvent the guidelines that Google wants SEO professionals to employ and achieve those types of rankings for their clients that, you know, would normally either take more time and or more money. And a company that is probably in everybody's sort of minds when it comes to this is JCPenney. And I'm sure a lot of your users or your listeners may have heard about the whole thing a little while back, where JCPenney was penalized by Google because their SEO team had gone out and built all these irrelevant links towards products that, you know, had nothing to do with the keywords they were optimizing for. So JCPenney was showing up for jeans, you know, whereby the link itself led to a handbag, for example. So it's a way to trick the search engines into believing your site should have the better rankings, whereby if you're doing it white hat, what happens is if you're on the top, there's a reason for it, and it's because you've done your due diligence and, you know, made sure that your backlink profile is nice and clean.
Okay. Now, let's go back to JCPenney's in particular. Since they're
sure.
A department store, they have handbags, they have anything under the gamut, meaning you can use in your home or on your person.
Yes.
When you talked about the link, are you saying, like, since they're an e-commerce site provider, so you're saying that they had a link for jeans that went to handbags? I mean, is Google and the search engines are getting that really technical? Hey, this link is wrong. They didn't think it was that they did it by accident, or they think that they did it intentionally that it went to the wrong product?
Yeah, I mean, Google goes so deep that it would probably scare both you and I to really appreciate exactly what they know about placing links on the web. They are able to analyze, you know, where everyone is placing these links. For instance, if they're indexing JCPenney and they pull out, a database of 100,000 links, they're able to go in there and individually test each one and ensure that the link, what the link says it's going to, validates. And I guess what happened with JCPenney, and JCPenney claims innocence and has said that it was their SEO firm who was trying to do good by them to increase traffic that was doing this unbeknownst to them. But bottom line is what was happening at JCPenney was they were creating links for other products or using keywords that didn't apply to certain products and sending them to a different web page, something totally irrelevant to the link it was they had created. And they were doing it a lot. And this is basically how how Google came across it, flagged it, and in turn penalized JCPenney, removed all those links, removed all the credibility associated to them, and ensured a huge drop-off in organic rankings for JCPenney over the few months that ensued.
Wow. That's huge. Going back to this big option, this big thing about link building, since there's something recent, it's been up for a while, but it's just been for the past couple of years I'm hearing that link building is really important. Can you talk about what is link building and what the process of building links for in order to improve your site organically?
Sure. I mean, the Google changes all the time. So I'm telling you this now, but in 2 months' time from now, they could decide that the importance or the weight they attribute to a healthy backlink profile is going to be X in 2 months versus where it is now Y, for example, which is a heavy importance on not only quantity of backlinks and quality of backlinks. So what Google does essentially when they're indexing a website, they'll go through and they'll index all the content and all the different URLs and pages on a website. Then what they'll do in order to determine where they should rank for particular keywords, which is content found on the site proper, they'll go and see how many sites outside of the existing one, because you can create internal links as well from page to page. But when you're creating a backlink, what you're doing, for example, is you're going to a directory. Let's say you're going to, up here in Canada, they have yellowpages.ca. So if you go and create a directory post on there, whether it's paid for or not, and you have a link pointing back to your site, they call that a backlink. And in the eyes of Google, one from Yellow Pages, which is a recognized directory, and it would be likewise in the U.S., that's viewed as a good link or as a clean link. And what they also look at is what kind of page rank, and this is something a little bit different than a search ranking. Google attributes page rankings to websites. So Yellow Pages, because it's been around for so long, because the content is for the most part trustworthy, Google is going to attribute a higher page rank to that website, to Yellow Pages. And when you create a link on Yellow Pages back to your site, because the page rank of Yellow Pages, because they're viewed as credible in the eyes of Google, there's going to be more weight associated to the backlink you've created on Yellow Pages than there might be on a backlink that you've created on some random blog or forum. So that's an important thing to look at, too, when you're trying to create backlinks to your site. Google not only look at the quantity, but they look at the quality of those backlinks. So it's really important when you're creating Google looks at the number of links and the quality, but they also want to see a healthy mix of links, meaning they want to see that you're engaging in social forums or on blogs that are related to content on your site where you're actually contributing to the content on the web or contributing to the web or contributing to their to what they might end up using as a search result for someone else's query. So they're very careful in determining how they attribute weight to these types of links. And what they call a healthy backlink profile is going to have a mix of links for some of those higher-ranking sites, which is like a Yellow Pages or another sort of highly recognized site within an industry or a directory, or Google Places, for example, is another great one that I recommend your clients or your listeners rather sign up for. It's an awesome way to optimize your site for local search. But it's also important that when you're creating backlinks that you go out to these blogs and forums that are talking about either your type of product or within your niche or that are being looked at as experts, that you contribute to those conversations. And then when you're leaving your link, which you can often do in these places, you know, Google sees that as well. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a high page ranking site for you to want to leave a link. You want a healthy profile. So some are going to have low page ranks. Some are going to have high page ranks. And I think I might be getting a bit technical, but with a little bit of reading on a site like SEO Moz, which I think we're going to talk about, or SEObook.com, you'll be able to find out exactly what I'm getting into when I talk about page ranks versus search engine rankings.
Okay. Now back to that backlink. So the backlink is more of, we understand what Yellow Pages, they are directory.
Yep.
Are there any other directories? I know Yahoo has a directory, but you have to pay for it, and several other directories throughout the web.
I mean, if you depending on what your end goal is. So, you know, some folks are looking primarily to attack a very local market. You know, depending on whether you're advertising a retail store or you can sell, you know, you have rights to sell a product within a particular state, etc. There are tons of different directories and submission type sites that are free that or charge a very nominal fee compared to like Yellow Pages, where you can in fact go and create a profile, you know, add a link to your site, add a list of services, and all of these things are going to, you know, at the end of the day, contribute not only to your backlink profile, but to your overall optimization. So when you're creating, you know, a submission or a directory listing on some of these sites, it's always important to keep in mind those keywords that you've used on your website that you want folks to associate with you. So you're always going to keep a running list of those popular keywords and try and drop them here and there when you're leaving a comment, for example, that is associated to your website and where you've left a backlink. Because, again, as you begin to play with that and increase the number of backlinks out there, Google is going to look and go that much deeper into not only what your link is pointing to, but which page, which type of content, and thus, you know, increase your organic search ranking. So it's really a science. And, I mean, there's companies out there that are charging, you know, thousands of dollars a month just to monitor this and create backlinks for, and again, I'm talking about companies with huge budgets, obviously, that are
sure.
employing these types of people, but it's become a huge, huge business. And unfortunately, there's a smattering of what they call, you know, the black hat technicians that have given the link building guys kind of a bad name, because it's easy to rank your site quickly, improperly, but over time you're going to see those results drop off. Whereas for the most part, unless you have a little bit of an edge or you're sort of ahead of the game and know what it is that Google is looking for, it's really difficult to do quickly, especially on new sites. And that's sort of what our advantage has been with Quick SEO, is we're a little bit ahead of the curve in terms of what the expectations Google has of the backlinks are, and we're able to build a nice clean profile that that won't get penalized, and that will only help our clients see the better rankings. So it's a tough game. I mean, it's always changing, and we have two or three people just looking at what Google does or what they release in terms of changes on a monthly basis, and we're constantly tweaking our formula in terms of the link building. So it's costly to keep on top of it, for sure.
Okay. And when you talk about the backlinks, having the backlink, I mean, I'm trying to get it, hold on, I get ahead of myself. You have directories are good backlinks. You have, I think you also mentioned earlier, blogs.
Blog posts. Certainly, the more relevant to your niche or to your product or what have you, the better. social media websites.
Okay.
So, you know, stuff like Facebook fan pages, I mean, even your own Facebook page. If for instance, you're talking about a new product or you've released a new newsletter and you want them to link back to your site to find it, all of this stuff carries weight. And certainly discussion forums, a lot of these, you know, a lot of these sites or a lot of these niches, rather, are going to have thousands of people that call themselves experts. So if you're the type, let's say you're a small brewmaster, like you're a brewmaster at a small microbrewery, and you're online talking about different formulas and applications and equipment and such. You know, it might not be the most busiest site in terms of traffic and number of members, but every post you put on there where you drop your link, it carries weight. And because it's more relevant, Google is going to say, hey, these guys are working online and working with others and, you know, and contributing to the overall content of the web in a good way. I'm going to help them by, you know, increasing their rankings via this algorithm or what have you. So there's so many different sites out there that you can contribute to in terms of content, and it's not, you know, you're going to get the same weight for a comment that, you know, that says, hey, I loved your article. But at the end of the day, because Google goes deeper, if you actually leave a relevant comment or, you know, provide some insight into the conversation or ask a question and include some of your keywords, it's this type of thing that's going to carry even more weight at the end of the day.
Okay. Wow. So I'm having a question. I'm going to pose our first question.
Sure.
They're asking, is it really worth buying a $300 directory listing through Yahoo directory? Does that make a difference or not?
I think it depends on the particular company. If you're going to end up being one of 100 or one of 1,000, then I think you're probably better off spending, you know, $5 or $10 on 20 other directories that might either be A, more relevant to your niche, or B, not have as many people or companies on there. Now, Yahoo and you know, we talked about Yellow Pages have the advantage of being, you know, some of the first guys to web with these types of directories. So Google, it's funny enough, Google will attribute, and Amazon likewise, they get a lot of link juice because Amazon is sort of spread pretty fairly across the web. You're gonna be able to see a Yahoo listing come up on Google in some cases before any other major directory, just because so much link juice is attributed to Yahoo, and you know they've got a lot of relevant content on there. So, is it worth it? I think if they have the money in their budget, for sure. Obviously, and if it's a large company, no question. Yahoo and any other large directory with that sort of brand name you can get attached to is better. If they don't have the budget, my advice would be to spend it on something else. Spend it on joining, you know, multiple directories, or find directories that are just focused on their niche. Because believe it or not, people are way more concerned with getting, you know, right down to it. If I'm searching for you know, to buy a bulldog, I'm not going to go to dogs.com. I'm going to go to bulldogs.com. So that's the type of mentality that searchers have these days. And when you talk about keywords, you're not talking about you know, bulldog. You're talking about female bulldog that's black and white that hails from France. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but that's the nature of keywords these days. Is that, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners are familiar and see it now, where Google, when you type in the one word, they come up with, you know, 10 or 15 choices for you. But we're not talking about a two-word keyword now. You're getting into 7-8 keywords long. And that's why with optimization, there's so much analysis involved. And it's really a matter of determining which keywords and or which directory sites are bringing you the most relevant traffic. And if you're not testing and seeing which users or which web visitors from which sites are bringing in either A, the the most traffic or B, converting into the most sales, then you're sort of at a loss. You know what I mean? You don't really know what's going on. But if you've installed Google Analytics on your website, which is a free software that they offer,
it's a snippet of code
that you can put into the footer of each of your pages. What happens is, over time, Google helps you index all of that key information. So obviously traffic, which is, you know, which is key, but, you know, via which website they access your website from, which website, which page they land on in Google after having typed in X keyword. You know, are they coming from Facebook? Or what state are they coming from? I mean, it's if you don't have it on your site now, do it right away. That should be the next question any of your listeners have to their web designer, is in any form of analytics, but Google Analytics is the most flexible, and it's what we use for all of our sites. So obviously it does the trick, even if you're really heavy-duty into the analytical aspects of it. Get that installed on your website. Learn how to do and research the basic things from keywords, best content. I mean, this is like an SEO 101 course. If you want to know what about your site is doing well in terms of optimization and what needs a lot of help, like you might think your X product gets so much traffic because, you know, all these visitors are calling in about it, but when you go to the web, you might realize that something that's a little bit more niche or something that you might be able to beef up in terms of exposure online is going to bring you X amount more sales. It's really all a matter of testing, really, but analytics is going to help your listeners with that immensely. So if they take away anything from my talk today, aside from, of course, the great SEO link building services that Quick SEO offers, get them to install Google Analytics on their website ASAP.
Okay. And does Yahoo has a version of analytics as well?
I would imagine they do. That's a really weird question. I mean, I could type it in here. They must have some sort of software that they offer for their users that are primarily using. Yeah, they do. I'm looking at it here.
Okay.
It's web.analytics.yahoo.com. So
okay.
I would imagine it's the same principle as Google. You would sign in, you would create an account, sign in via your yahoo.com address, and then be privy to all of those different analytical statistics and such that Google offers as well. So, yeah.
Okay.
You can definitely. I mean, you can put both if you really wanted to. You can do both and see how they compare. But I always say Google because 85% of the world is searching using Google. So, but definitely some sort of analytical tool. And there's others for sure. There's paid ones. There's some that really get, you know, even deeper than these free ones do. Get some sort of an analytical tool installed on your site. If you care about optimization or keyword analysis, you know, at all, get that done. That's a real key.
Okay, we have another question. If anybody want to call in, the number is 347-324-3460. Again, 347-324-3460. Let's take like a 1.5 minute break real quick and
sure.
Then talk about I have a question here regarding the difference between Bing and Google. Is Yahoo going away? I'm sorry. Yahoo and Bing, is Yahoo going away? So I guess while you reflect on that, let's take a 2-minute break real quick. And 1 second. Oh, here it is. Okay. 1 minute break. Bach Inventions. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Perfect.
Wow, still, I guess it's something with the system today. So let's take 1 minute real quick, and just go ahead and play this live. Give me 1 second so I can set this up. While I set this up, in the meantime, if we could talk about Bing and Yahoo relationship now, is Microsoft is trying to get away. His question is trying to get rid of Yahoo, or has Yahoo, I guess he's trying to figure out what Yahoo role is going to be in the future. Bing. Relationship with Bing, I'm assuming that's what he's asking.
Is this something for me to answer now, Tim, or?
You can think about it while I go ahead and load this up real quick.
Sure, yeah. I mean, well, you let me know when you want an answer to that. I mean, I'm not 100% certain, but...
Okay. Yeah, well, Lucas, can you go ahead and answer that question, if you don't mind?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize you wanted me to go ahead. You know, I'm not 100% certain, to be honest, what's going to happen with the two of them. I mean, there have been talks of some sort of strategical merger, you know, to get sort of a little bit more of a market share versus what Google holds overall in terms of search. But, I mean, if I'm looking at the future and I'm, you know, a web guy and I have a website and such and I'm, you know, I'm employing tools from one, you know, one search engine versus another, I'm choosing Google. I mean, these guys are snapping up companies, you know, to the tune of hundreds of million dollars a month. That it's only going to bolster what it is they do currently online. I mean, they're building, you know, energy efficient cars, for crying out loud. So it gives you a bit of a sense as to what their plans are for the future. And I really, really don't see them going anywhere. If anything, I see them garnering even more market share. And the consensus among, you know, my network and my colleagues is that it's really difficult to optimize, and it's the same for paid search. So if you're doing pay-per-click, it's really difficult to optimize for Google, Bing, and Yahoo. They all have the platforms available for you to do the pay-per-click. If you're optimizing your site, good news is if you're creating backlinks and you know, adding content and ensuring that you have a good keyword density, all of the different search engines are going to see that. So it's less of a concern for me for people who are looking to creep up the rankings organically than it might be for someone employing a pay-per-click strategy, because it's so difficult to manage these platforms consistently and ensuring you're getting a really good ROI, because they're intensive. Like, I mean, we know some PPC firms where the budgets are so immense that on a daily basis they're pumping out, you know, between 10 and 20 grand in pay-per-click search, that if they haven't tweaked that ad or they haven't fixed that keyword based on some stats that have come back the day before, they're potentially losing thousands of dollars. I'm talking about a minute. So what a lot of them have done is they focused on one or the other. They've become a specialist in Google, for example, and for the most part, that's what they do. They'll look primarily at Google, and if a client is hell-bent on ensuring that they're doing some paid search on Yahoo, yes, they can do it. Is it similar in terms of application? For sure. It is a new tool to learn. There are some differences, but the consensus, whether it be search, whether it be, you know, whether you're looking to the future in terms of what companies to advertise with, et cetera, I mean, whether or not Yahoo and Bing go away is another question, but whether Google continues to get bigger in my eyes and in those of I surround myself with, you can't lose. You can't lose with Google. There's no way.
Okay. But now let's take a break. Take a 2-minute break real quick, and then I guess we'll talk about these other questions regarding local search.
Yep.
He's asking if it's going to be really worth investing more into local. Irvin Balan, Blue Skies. 2-minute break. Thank you. Going back to the question of local search, he's trying to figure out if it's really worth spending the extra money of several companies been approaching him regarding, since he's a national distributor, he said, is it really worth spending money for local search?
I'd like to find out what he defines or she defines local search as, but in our eyes, if you're talking about the organic search ranking, so SEO, and I don't know how he'd have his website set up, but what we would typically do if we're optimizing for a particular keyword, without calling it local, we would ask the client, okay, you're a locksmith, for example, we're not going to optimize your site for locksmith or locksmith USA or even locksmith Illinois, for example, unless you're your franchise and you cover the entire state. We would get right down to the city itself. So we would begin optimizing for building links rather for locksmith Chicago or another keyword, locksmith in Chicago, Chicago locksmith, Chicago lock company. So I mean it really depends on how the listener has their business or their website set up. Are they in a position to target some keywords that talk about the individual locations or states? If not, then they're probably looking at having to deal with some of these local guys who really work on the, for instance, directory submissions for that particular area. They might be familiar with, online directories or companies that operate or that have more credibility for a particular region. So I don't think it's something where you want to entirely write off local. I think you need to look at the tier above that, like in terms of the business strategy, and see whether online they're able to attribute, whether it's a certain page or a microsite or something that can talk about that particular region with those keywords, that are associated to those regions. So, if the website's not very deep and, you don't want to go to the trouble of spending money and creating additional pages that talk about individual regions and or stores, you're probably going to be in the market for some help with local search. Granted, I say that, and of course it's going to depend on how competitive your niche is. What we were talking about earlier, and I think it's the same with Bing and Yahoo, but mm-hmm. Google essentially offer up an online profile called Google Places, which is essentially a free web page that they're giving to you where you can then go and stake your claim locally. And I believe it's true if you're a distributor or a franchisee. You can go in there and via your address, stake your claim to a Google Places page. And when we talk about optimization, we want to make sure that those pages are filled up to the utmost. And it's kind of like LinkedIn, where, and I'm not sure how many users or listeners are familiar with that, but it's a social network for professionals whereby you're viewed as more credible the more complete your profile is. So the more complete your job history, the more recommendations you have, and so on and so forth. So this Google Places page is critical, especially in the eyes of Google, for local search. If someone's punching in, you know, pizza joint, your town, often, you know, depending on how long you've been there and what the competition is like, you're going to see one of your, you're going to see your listing pop up with the phone number and that little famous map beside it. You know, people often ask us, how do I get my, you know, my name up to the top in the local search where they show my phone number and they have my place of business marked by the letter A? And that's exactly how you do it. So you would submit this information via your Google Places account, and I believe it's very similar with respect to Bing and Yahoo. I think they offer a similar service, although I'd have to look into it. But it's a really great way for being recognized locally, and it's true for businesses that have a national presence as it is for a mom-and-pop store located in that particular town.
Okay. So a couple things ago, a moment ago, you talked about search, social marketing. So they need today not only have a website, they need to have a Twitter account, they need to have a LinkedIn account, they need to have a Facebook account. I don't know, what is another one, Foursquare? I mean, it just goes
on.
Yeah,
I think Tim, I'm definitely, do not quote me as saying they need all those things, because, you know, not even we have all of those things. But I think it's important and it can be overwhelming, especially if you're a small business. So I think it's important that you look at these different platforms, and certainly the more popular ones are a good place to start, like Facebook, like Twitter. If you do a lot of B2B, like business-to-business type stuff, and you're often dealing with professionals within the same industry, hands down, I recommend that you create a LinkedIn profile, absolutely. Whether it's just for you yourself as an individual or your company, I think it's critical that you have a presence on there. We're talking, you know, quarter of a billion business professionals from across the world that are doing business and talking about business on that particular site on any given day. So I think that's really a key if you're a big B2B person. Now, and Facebook and Twitter, it depends. I mean, if your product or your service is something that that could benefit, or where your users can benefit by you reaching out to them via these mediums, yes. If you're going to be going on there and saying, yeah, I'm at the donut store, or I'm leaving the house, or whatever, it's useless. So if you're the type of company that is consistently offering new deals or new products, or you've got a deal of the week, or if you've got a special of the day, if you're a restaurant, for example, yes, I think it's cool that you establish a following via Twitter and Facebook, because there's a reason for those users to go back after they've been there once and said, hey, you know, is it worth it? What am I going to get from coming here? So you've got to weigh the impact you believe it's going to have on your clientele before you get involved in any one of these things. Because the worst possible thing you can do is start a Facebook page and then not monitor it. Leave it there. Leave it. Basically, let it get dusty and old, and, you know, when you go back, the last post is from, you know, 2009, for example, and someone's going to get there first or search, you know, for you on Facebook, because believe it or not, people search for companies on Facebook as a replacement sometimes for Google and these other search engines. Say, wow, these guys haven't updated their Facebook page since, you know, 08. They must be closed down. And then they don't go any further. And it's the same for something like Twitter. If you're not posting on a semi-regular basis, you're better off not having an account altogether, because people that are, I won't say addicted, but people who are students of that medium, or people that are frequently using it, are going to be able to say, hey, he posted 6 months ago. Like, why all of a sudden is he spamming me with all these posts, or what's happening with this guy? How come, you know, is the business still around, or you know, have they closed down, or are they on holiday? So it's one of those things where you want to weigh the time investment versus potential ROI, and thus far I don't know any companies that are able to calculate the ROI on time spent on social media. It's really an interaction thing, so it's something you can test, but if you don't have the time and you're not prepared to put in the effort to monitor and maintain those things, you're honestly better off not doing it, because customers will have a certain expectation that you do maintain it properly once you do get it started.
Okay, great. But all those things are actually free, so they don't really cost you anything as well. But also giving you, in another sense, I think you mentioned earlier, as a free backlink. So free.
For sure, sure. And I mean, just because something is free doesn't necessarily mean it's free. You know, you look at WordPress, which is a blogging platform and which is the most commonly used platform for website building these days.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we approach a client, we say, yeah, we're going to build your site on WordPress. Well, that's free. All I have to do is give you my content, right? So it's the time to upload my content, my pictures. That's a big misunderstanding, because, you know, with WordPress, you're using a theme. Depending on what the client wants, you're customizing the theme. And sometimes with WordPress, it's going to take you longer to customize a theme than it would if you were to build a website from scratch. So there's a way to view free. And when I talk about free, I mean something that's not going to cost me anything, time or money. And Facebook and Twitter are going to cost you a heck of a lot of time. So if you're not prepared to invest that time, you know, your efforts are probably better spent elsewhere, in my personal opinion.
Okay, so again, if you're going to get these accounts, you need to really just keep on top of it, maybe posting a couple times a week or once a week or so.
Yeah, I think it depends on the nature of your business. So, you know, you need to look at what's going to have the greatest impact on people who will potentially become fans of your Facebook page or begin to follow you on Twitter. So if what you're saying has relevance on a daily basis, then go for it. If it's a weekly basis, then the same thing. I just don't think that, you know, yes, it's a free backlink, but over time, the weight that, you know, Google and these other guys are going to attribute to that simple backlink, if you're not constantly adding to it, it could, in some cases, you know, have the opposite effect. It could become something where it's being viewed negatively by these search engines. So you've got to try and maintain at least a semi-regular rate, for sure.
Okay. And on that one, we talked about the PageRank. Another thing you mentioned earlier, can you go to a little bit more detail about PageRank and how does it play in SEO?
Sure. Essentially, PageRank, like right now, I'm in my Gmail. I'm in my Google Mail account. So obviously, Google is going to give themselves a relatively high PageRank. It's essentially a 1 to 10 ranking. Where, and I don't know all the details on how it is determined, because again, it's one of those secret Google algorithms. But the idea is, relevance of content, you know, how credible the content is, how long the source has been on the web, it definitely has to do with a clean and quality backlink profile. One tool, or there's a few tools that I can maybe recommend to some of your users or listeners that aren't as familiar with SEO that is going to help them get at least a baseline understanding is, and you talked about it on the phone with me last week, is SEO Moz and SEO Book. So as they sound, SEObook.com and SEOMoz.com, what they do is they offer a toolbar that you can install into your browser, regardless of which one it is, where you can view things like PageRank, where you can view how old the site is, where you can view the Alexa ranking. And a lot of them even have organic rank checking tools. So, I mean, there's a question as to how accurate they are, but at the very least, you can see whether or not your site is ranking for some of the keywords you believe it should be. And, I mean, this is a great little tool. It can tend to slow down your computer a bit if you don't have a lot of RAM and stuff. But they're great tools to install and use to monitor even the sites, competitor sites. It gives you a great insight into how you're going to fare in the SEO world against some of your competitors. And you can go and say, wow, you know, they're getting roughly X amount of visits per day. Their you know, their page rank is such and such. Why is that? And I've been around longer. So then you got to go in and see, you know, are their URLs clean? You know, and when I say URLs being clean, it, you know, is your site brewmaster.com/ beer recipes, or is it / !!2475? You know what I mean? And Google is going to give more weight, again, to guys who go to the trouble of making sure that their URLs and that their web pages have clean clean names given to them. So there's, I mean, I barely scratched the surface, and, you know, to get a real sense as to those things that are going to play into PageRank and SEO itself, there's tons of, you know, I mean, you got to spend, you know, at least a few hours a week doing some research and some homework and stuff and becoming familiar with the terms. And, you know, I'm going to be honest, I still don't know all there is to know about how to properly optimize a website. So we've taken our stab at the link building, which we seem to have a pretty good grasp on. But like I said, there's so many different ways to help your website get to number one. Nobody in their right mind should guarantee that they're able to get you there. So if your listeners are dealing with companies that guarantee placement, I would definitely question their tactics. We at Quick SEO guarantee improvements, but again, it's a sustained, you know, sort of long-term thing that we're gonna tell clients they need to sort of stick with it. And yes, it's gonna cost you money, but you know what doesn't? So, and for us, if you're not on the web, and if you're not top three, top five on Google or Yahoo or whatever the result, wherever the results are being spewed out of, you may as well not be anywhere, because people, for the most part, between 85 and 90% search first page, and within those, another 85, 90% don't go beyond placement number three or four. So SEO is a big deal, and if you don't have your sort of fingers on the pulse of how your site's performing, you're in big trouble. You really are. You're costing your company some, not only traffic, but potential sales and whatnot. So it's a really key part of not only the online marketing strategy, but the overall marketing strategy. And companies that are ignoring the web are going to soon fall so far behind that they're going to have a really hard time catching up. So, and I might be a younger guy preaching some sort of a web will rule the world mentality, but we're a small business, and we have no other way to reach the amount of people that we reach without the web. So it's become our best performing tool, and we need to know how to manage it. So
I also agree. So older is not better, and newer seems to be a little bit cleaner. So, but again, like you mentioned, older, as big as JCPenney is, then they have issues not keeping up as well. So they must be do their due diligence and you know, look at, take a serious stab at SEO as part of the way they're going to run their business today and tomorrow.
Yeah,
is essential.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think what probably happened at JCPenney, and I mean it's part and parcel with how they described to the world what did go down, was they basically put the blame on their SEO firm. And I mean, the onus should be on them to know what's going on in terms of the strategies that are being employed to achieve those rankings. I mean, it's one thing to go into Google and say, hey, I'm number one for 10,000 keywords, but if you don't know how the company went about doing that, you stand to lose some serious ground if you get penalized by some of these big search engines. And I always refer to Google because I think, eventually they'll be the ones that, more than 95% of the people are going to refer to when searching. So it's, and a lot of these, I say old school because I'm a bit of a younger guy. I'm 35, but I'm lucky. I got in just at the end. I sort of got a Hotmail address when I finished high school, and the web was kind of new to me. It was like Napster and downloading music, and my younger brother fortunately got me into it several years ago, and I just don't see any other way to do, to offer a complete presence with respect to marketing online and off without having the web at going at full tilt. I mean, you really, really have to take into consideration what your online presence is and where you want it to be in the future. I mean, it's one thing to be a stand-up company offline, but if you don't have a website these days, or if the last rendition of your website was built in 97, good luck, because your competitors are already 10 steps ahead. They've got the new site, they're doing the Facebook, and you know they're interacting with their clients. And I mean, it's crazy. I mean, we're talking a little bit more broadly than SEO right now. But when I say SEO, I always go to the last word, optimization. And to me, it's optimizing the company so that it performs, you know, to the best of its ability. And that's the web these days. It's a huge component.
Okay, great. So let's talk about your company in the remaining minutes. We talked about, in a nutshell, what you all provide. I know you talked about keyword search. So they look to contact you. How can they contact you?
The best way is through the website. I mean, you can reach me at Jeff, J-E-F-F, at quickseoresults, all one word, .com. That's my direct mail. But in a nutshell, what we offer is the sort of try before you buy program. And it applies to old sites and new sites alike, and we're not niche or content specific. Essentially what we do is when we receive, if you go to our homepage, quickseoresults.com, you'll see right off the bat a nice little video that explains to you exactly what we do in layman's terms, and then to the left of that, an application for a free trial. Now, we don't accept every single website, because some websites are, you know, quite frankly, crap. And number two, they haven't done their due diligence in terms of what we call on-site optimization. So there's either little or very little content or poor content. Images are shoddy. Navigation is poor. For what else? It could be that the title tags aren't in place. We don't really get too picky, because there's a lot of things with a decent website that we can have the client fix in a matter of a few days if they're able to get their hands on their web person, and then we will go and accept them for the trial.
Mm-hmm.
But we get back to you within 24, 48 hours. Yes, you've been accepted. No, you haven't, for these reasons. So at the end of the day, we give you a few tips on how to improve the site, and you can choose to reapply down the road. But once you do apply, what happens is we ask you to submit 5 keywords. And if you're not familiar with the 5 keywords that would perform best or that are performing best or that you want to perform best for your site, we help with that, so no charge. Then at that point, we start performing our link building services, which means we start creating a backlink profile for you by posting on social sites, by submitting your website URL to directories, etc. And at the end of a 25-day period, we send the client a progress report, which details where we began, and we always refer to Google, where we began in terms of the rankings as of day one and where we are on day 25. And then the client then has 5 days to decide whether or not they want to continue with our paid services. And we offer 3 basic packages, 10 keywords, 25 keywords, 50 keywords. For really large companies, we're flexible. We can, sort of move things around. But for the most part, some of these smaller to medium-sized businesses are going to start with the 10 keywords and see how we do. And it's a monthly thing, no contracts. We get a report back to you at the end of every month so you can see the improvement. And, of course, you can search yourself. And we always, always, and like I was saying earlier, recommend before we begin work that the client install analytics so they can see what kind of impact our services are having, not only on their traffic, but on, how people are getting to their site via which keywords. So it's one of those things where we want it to be very black and white. It's not just by some chance that we started our work and all of a sudden you're getting X amount more traffic. We know what we're doing has positive results, because as you climb the organic search rankings, in theory, your traffic's going to climb. And, we don't get folks to top 1, 2, 3. We do sometimes within the first 3 months, but we're getting people to the top page on a very consistent basis. So if you're not ranked within the top 50 or 100 and the niche, is, let's say, moderately competitive, there's a good chance within a month we'll get, 30 or 40, 60% of those five keywords to the top page. And these are, you know, proven results. So we're not asking you to pay us anything until you try our services. So I'm investing our people and our time into showing you we know what we're doing, and hopefully you decide to stay on after the first month. Like I said, we don't do any binding, you know, contracts or yearly things. It's really a simple way to see, you know, what it is we can do for your company.
Okay. I guess I'm looking at your two-minute video. I could go ahead and play that real quick, and then we'll talk about more about your company and how you make the magic happen. Okay, I'll go ahead and play you a two-minute video. I know they can listen to it, but also they can go to your website at quickseoresults.com. But Since you're on the phone, let me go ahead and just play the video. Hold on a second.
Sure.
If you've got a website, then the first step you need to take towards indexing that website is to implement strong, proven SEO strategies. But where do you start? Like many people, when they're getting started online, you probably don't have a clear idea of how to get the ball rolling and what the precise nature of SEO is. What you do know, however, is that you need more traffic, and that SEO is about helping to direct that traffic to your site and boosting sales. One common problem with SEO is that it can seem expensive, particularly if you have a new website and you're yet to start making any real money off of your online enterprise. You may have got a few quotes and found them quite expensive, or you may have found someone that seemed to be more reasonably priced, only to find they failed to deliver on the results they promised. When you're just establishing your business, the last thing you want is to pay out a truckload of money to a provider until you're certain that they can really deliver on their promises. To help you offset that cost of the SEO against the returns, we've developed a try before you buy option. We'll let you take advantage of an upfront trial of our SEO services so you can see if they're really worth the money. Quick SEO Results works in a pretty straightforward way. You register with our service, we carry out search engine optimization for your site over a period of 30 days, and during that time, you can evaluate whether the service we offer delivers the results you need. This is a fabulous opportunity to get the ball rolling with SEO for your website and a chance to see if this would be something that will be viable for you in the longer term. With Quick SEO Results, you can avoid upfront costs, avoid the typical pitfalls of outsourcing your search marketing, avoid contracts and black hat strategies that could get you banned from Google, and finally, you'll see results and build your traffic flow before you pay a thing. Getting started couldn't be simpler. Just sign up now and you'll get 30 days of free SEO. That means 30 days during which our team of qualified marketing experts are working to boost your site. A free baseline report showing you where you stand and monthly follow-up reports showing your improved rankings and traffic. Help getting your online business up and running. No smoking, no tricks, and no empty promises. We just deliver results. So now, it's up to you. We guarantee higher rankings and first page results via search engine approved strategies within just 30 days. Do you want to let our expert team choose the best combination of search engine dominating tactics? Or are you just going to potter along at the same pace you are now? If you're ready to take positive action, then we'll help you get to where you want to be. Start your 30-day trial right away. You won't be disappointed.
Great. And for the record, is there a local number in the for them to call? Besides, I think you mentioned earlier your email address and your website, www.quickseoresults.com. Is there a local and a toll-free number that they can call as well?
Yeah, there's a toll-free number where you'd likely be getting myself. It's from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So the number is 1-877-211-5599. And for the most part, during those same hours, we've got some support staff online. So if you're on the website now, you can click for live help and begin a chat with one of our support people. So there's another way there as well to interact with us. But I'd be happy to field your call anytime, no problem.
Okay. And you're based out of Montreal or you're based out of...
The head office is in Ottawa, Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, which is our nation's capital. I'm in Montreal. My brother is basically leaving in a few short weeks to head to the Philippines, where the majority of our office and our two other partners are located. Mm-hmm. And so we're a team of about 30, 35 now and continue to grow. Hopefully, at one point, we'll establish a firm North American office. And what I mean by that is more than just myself running around like crazy. Have some local people that are, that are available to help me during the day, field some calls and some emails. But for the most part, service-wise, we're not lacking. We've got people on the phone and on the site almost 24/7. So, you know, if you have a call and for the most part, I think you've got North American listeners, it's not going to be an issue.
Okay. And that Watson number is good for U.S. and Canada?
Correct.
Okay. And also, I noticed you also have at the bottom of your page, you have some national clients from the U.S. You have Domino's Pizza was a customer of yours and Pizza Hut.
Yeah, we've done some, I won't call them flash campaigns, but we've done some promotional campaigns for these guys whereby they were looking to advertise a new product or a new type of pizza. I mean, I couldn't tell you exactly which one because that was our team in the Philippines that worked with them.
Mm-hmm.
But we've worked with these guys. We've worked with huge international companies, you know, the automotive dealerships, you name it. So there's really no, I mean, for us, obviously, the less competitive the niche, the easier it is to show results. In terms of the keywords. But if you've got so many people competing for the same keywords, it's really just a matter of time before we're able to show results. It might take a little bit longer, but for the most part, we're going to get there. So, a lot of companies these days, at least that we've been told by some of our clients, will expect you to sign on to a one-year minimum, you know, per month type rate, and they're not guaranteeing anything. So you're locked into a contract. You've got no guarantee that your results are going to improve. And, I mean, we're doing that for, a fraction of what they're charging on a monthly basis, and you can get out anytime you want. So if you're not happy, we don't want you to stick around. You know what I mean? If you think you're better off somewhere else, by all means, go and try it. We're pretty confident you're going to come back and check us out once more. So it's one of those things, and I think a lot of different online companies are employing the strategy. If you're not prepared to offer it for free and let people try it and see whether or not they like it, is it really worth its weight? You're basically asking me to engage and pay before I get a taste of it. So I think you see it a lot of times with these softwares, try it for 14 days, and it's same for like web hosting. A lot of these companies that'll give you 2 weeks free, this type of thing, sort of dilly-dally around in there, click around the admin panel. If it's too confusing, you can say, see you later. But, it's pretty black and white. I mean, there's really, there's a ranking at the beginning of the month, and there's a ranking at the end of the month. And once you become a paid client, you have access to all of your backlinks, so you can review your backlink profile. If there's something you don't like about what it is we're doing, irregardless of the fact that we know it's all within Google's guidelines, we'll change it for you. We're super flexible. So you can change your keywords month to month. You can go from a 10-keyword package to 25 to 50. It's really a matter of the client knowing there's a real person on the other end of the line, and we're just not, trying to crank out the numbers, so to speak. And that's really been our goal from the beginning, to make sure it's customer service driven as opposed to profit driven. And with our prices, I'm sure a lot of these other firms are going to be saying, well, how are these guys making money? We're making money by keeping people happy and making sure they stay on. And that's really what it amounts to.
No problem. Great. Anything else you want to add as we close?
I really want to sincerely thank you for the time you've let me have, and I hope that the listeners have learned a little bit. And, even if they're not interested in our services and they have some questions for me, by all means, I'll be happy to answer them. And, I'd just like to thank Apple Capital for the time they've given me on their radio show here to speak my mind.
Wow. This has been really, really beneficial, I think, to us and also for a lot of people, I think, online. But I really appreciate your time and your energy coming out, talking to us about SEO. And again, to contact your company, just give us a recap of your contact information real quick?
Yeah, the best way to get a really, you know, really good idea overall of what we do, you know, flip around the website. It's www.quickseoresults.com.
Mm-hmm.
Your most information will be available through there. Online, pretty much 9 to 7 Eastern Standard Time every day. You can reach us as well, 1-877-211-5599. That's the toll-free number for North America, I think, actually the world, I think. And you can also reach me directly if you like. It's Jeff, J-E-F-F, at quickseoresults, all one word, .com. I'm more than happy if you, you know, reference the show or Tim or whatever. Regardless, be happy to answer your queries and try and point you in the right direction.
Great. I really appreciate your time and your energy on that.
Great pleasure.
Again, thank you so much, Jeff Taylor, with Quick SEO Results. And again, you can check out his website. Website, again, is quickseoresults.com. Thank you for joining me for the program, and have a great day. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Thank you for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to the core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.